Indiana lawmakers proposed nearly two dozen anti-LGBTQ bills during this year's legislative session. The departure of several longtime lawmakers and a prior Republican focus on kitchen table issues has set the scene for a backlash in Indiana on social conservative issues. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports, political scientists say the backlash has made the state house an apt environment for out-of-state groups to push anti-LGBTQ legislation.
Several longtime Republican leaders stepped down from their roles in the Indiana State House over about the last 5 years. Andrew Downs, Director Emeritus of the Mike Downs Center for Indiana Politics, says they and former Governor Mitch Daniels focused on kitchen table issues.
There were folks who wanted to push a much more further right social agenda, but he was able to convince the majority or the Republicans at that time, hey, let's focus on the economic issue. Let's focus on the sort of the bread and butter stuff, the kitchen table issues to keep the state moving in a good direction or get it moving in a good direction.
Former Senate President Pro Tem David Long left in November 2018. Former House Speaker Brian Bosma retired in May 2020. And several other prominent committee leaders have changed in the last several years. Downs says Bosma and Long were particularly adept at maintaining a focus on economic issues while still allowing space for social issues, especially abortion.
There was a bit of a pent-up frustration on the part of those who wanted to push social issues, so that when you saw the change in leadership, those individuals said, hey, wait a minute, you know, we've been on hold for a long time, whether you want to talk about Daniels or Bosma or Long, we've put our stuff on hold. It's our time now.
Downs says that pent-up frustration coincided with a national push on social conservative issues.
There were organizations that had decided, instead of trying to make a difference at the federal level, they would try to make a difference at a state level. And really, that's just a basic philosophy. Which way do you think you can be most effective?
One of the groups implementing that strategy in Indiana is the Alliance Defending Freedom. It has recently filed briefs in favor of laws on sport and gender-affirming care bans for transgender Americans. And 20 years ago, it filed briefs in favor of sodomy laws that were eventually overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. Jason Pearson is a political science professor at the University of Illinois Springfield.
They are incredibly powerful. They have a lot of money. They're very focused. They're very successful at legal strategies and legislative strategies. I think the ADF in particular is probably the least known but most powerful anti-LGBTQ group out there.
The Alliance Defending Freedom testified on all of Indiana's bills targeting LGBTQ youth during the legislative session. Pearson says the goal is for these laws to be challenged in court to limit protections for LGBTQ Americans.
The legislative fight in many of these states, like Indiana, is over. There's no going back. The courts are where this is going to be playing, where this fight will play itself out.
And that fight will set precedent, says Allison Chapman, an independent legislative analyst and transgender activist.
We'll get that to the Supreme Court cases over the next few years, most likely. And then that's going to define the rest of my life. That's going to define the rest of my life as a trans person in America on, do I have access to healthcare? Do I not? Am I, you know, what is going to happen to me? What's going to happen to my family, my friends?
More than 500 bills were proposed in state houses across the country this year. Chapman and other LGBTQ activists anticipate that while there may not be an increase in anti-LGBTQ bills next year, the ones proposed may be more restrictive than this year's. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.